Hi, guys. It's Skip LaCour. Hey, thanks for joining me for this More Than Just Muscles podcast. This episode number 8 that I call Get Clear, Get Focused, Get Results. And during this podcast, I really talk about that in-between time, you know, when I was done or just about done with my focused, dedicated lifestyle and everything that came with it and everything that I benefited with my bodybuilding and training. And I knew that with everything that I was gaining, that in a lot of ways it was preventing me from the overall quality of life that I really wanted. I would have to make a transition, and I knew that. I just didn't know what to do next. And I talk about that in-between time between, okay, I must change to have that life that I really want. This is only going to get me so far. And then when I actually started doing the things to create the life that I have now, and especially where I'm going into the future, there was that lag time in between. I wasn't clear. I wasn't focused, and that's why I wasn't getting results. So I kind of talk about that. Maybe you can relate to it with my stories, what I talk about during this podcast. But what's most important about this podcast, wait till the end. I'm going to give you the opportunity to put in some work to connect with me, and you'll have an opportunity. If you qualify, if you put in the work, if I know you're ready to change, I must change now, that comes through with how you communicate with me, you'll get a get clear, get focused, get results one-on-one session with me. So I can shorten that lag time. Maybe you know you need to make some changes. You just don't know what to do. You're not totally clear yet. I want to help you create that clarity so you get focused, you have a plan of attack, you start producing the results you really want. So enjoy the podcast and make sure you listen all the way to the end to see how you can get a one-on-one session with me that only a select few people will do, and I want to push you over to the other side. I want you to come over here to this other side where I am. You're going to love it. Enjoy the podcast.
Welcome to Skip LaCour's More Than Just Muscles podcast. If you're dedicating your time, energy, and focus into building an awesome body, but the sacrifices that you're making just aren't producing all of the same great feelings they once did, then this podcast is for you. Or if the bodybuilding and training success that you've worked so hard to earn isn't providing all of the happiness you thought it would when you started on your journey, and you even think it might be getting in the way of your overall happiness in life, this podcast will offer you insight and perspective. This More Than Just Muscles podcast is specifically designed to help dedicated bodybuilding and fitness enthusiasts who find themselves asking, is this all there is, from time to time? No matter how great they physically look and feel, or how many people respect and admire what they've been able to accomplish with their bodies. Skip LaCour is a 6-time national drug-free bodybuilding champion who has been a leader in the bodybuilding and fitness world for over 25 years. He is a success coach, speaker, and business owner. Skip helps ambitious men understand and execute effective leadership and influence skills so that they reach their goals in life with more clarity and confidence. This More Than Just Muscles podcast is jam-packed with simple and effective strategies and distinctions that will help you break out of your current way of thinking and take action so you can finally create a better overall quality of life. It will get you on the path toward more happiness and fulfillment and a new empowering identity that's significantly more meaningful than just having a great body.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this More Than Just Muscles podcast. I am Skip LaCour. So happy to be with you here again during this More Than Just Muscles podcast. This is my sincere desire to help you become better than me, sooner than me in life. It really is. When I look back on, a lot of times I don't look back on everything I've done well and I think, oh, wow, that's just awesome, right? What I do, it's my mission in life. It's just, I don't know. I don't know why it drives me so much is I look back on all the things I've done wrong in my life or not quite right. And I just plug away. I break things down. I think about things from a psychological point of view and an emotional point of view. And I pound. I've just been that tenacious kind of guy my entire life. And then I figure out a way. A lot of times, I figure it out 1 month later, 1 year later, 1 decade later. And I can't help but think, wow, this is not as difficult as I made it out to be when I was kind of going through the whole process. where I am right now in my life, it's not that it's that much more difficult. I would even argue it's a lot easier mentally, emotionally, the actions that I take. It's a lot easier to live this life that has so much more fulfillment and enrichment and contribution and waking up every single day with that passion and drive with all the chatter that I call it going on in my head that I didn't really realize was going on. It's so much easier to live this life. And it kind of disappoints me that why didn't I figure this out earlier? And then I think back, two things. I didn't have the mentors who could have explained what I was going through and what the challenges I was facing and then what I would need to do to break through those challenges to create the life that I really wanted. So the mentors didn't come into my life. And then I put a second thing, or I just wasn't in a place that those mentors, they probably did come to me. And I had a lot of people say things to me that made me think that I could tell that it was in their sincere desire to help me out, their point of view. But I just wasn't in a place to just grab it. I don't care how much pain I was in or how much I was struggling to figure things out. I didn't grab onto their words. And then maybe 3 weeks later, 3 months later, 3 years later, I go, I get what they're trying to say. One challenge with that is when you're determined, you're probably a lot like me. If you're listening to this podcast, you're probably a lot like me, and you have your plan, right? You've taken a lot of time to think about it, and you have to have confidence in your plan. You can't be, just swayed with every new idea that comes along, right? You got to get down there and focus. Tenacity, right? If you have that tenacity, sometimes you have those blinders on. And so I'm in my plan, and maybe they were talking to me. Maybe I needed to be hit alongside the head, right, for it to get through. But I was certain to a point in what I was doing, so I wasn't open to it. And maybe, I got happy with the process. I knew I was plugging away. I knew I was working hard, that I wasn't in all this pain. I mean, I was not living the life that I wanted, but I didn't appreciate the difficulty that I was going through because I had a structured plan, and bodybuilding and fitness, that helped that out. I had a structured plan. I was putting my head down. I was working harder than most. And sometimes that's like an anesthetic to the pain, right? It dulls the pain and you never actually work hard and be effective on finding the solutions that really take your life to the next level. So I think it's a couple things like that. Like I said, the mentors didn't come to my life. And, maybe if they did, they weren't able to slice through that work ethic, that somewhat certainty that I had that kept me going. And so because of that, I just think about all the time that I wasted, right? And I try not to look at that. Life's a journey and those type of things. But if you don't put that pressure on yourself to become better faster, right, without driving yourself crazy, you're not going to become better faster. And so it's become my life mission to mentor you, especially all of you who can relate to what I say. I mean, this internet is full of experts, right? I see it all the time. I mean, I see these experts and their point of views. I'm going, that is whacked. That is whacked. That is not my point of view. That is not how I see the world. And they just have this massive following. Yeah, 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 this, that. I've talked about it in a few of these More Than Just Muscles podcasts. Some of the fitness experts who I feel may be having the same challenges as you. They're just really good at what they do as this fitness expert, and they're giving you life advice. And I just totally agree with what they're putting out to you when it comes to life advice. Fitness advice, yeah, that's fine. Sets, reps, eat this, eat that. You're going to get to your goals if you're determined. And you know that by now, right? If you're listening to this podcast, you're not all totally encompassed by the whole different strategy makes a difference for that 1 ounce of muscle. You probably hit a high enough point in your life. You appreciate fitness, how it works in your life, and you're looking for more. But, they're given all this information and people are just grabbing onto it. There's so many different experts out there. So if you're taking the time to even make it this far into this More Than Just Muscles podcast, this episode number 8, maybe it was the title that drew you in, or hopefully you've listened to all of my More Than Just Muscles podcast, this special series of podcasts that I do, and it's hit a chord with you. Maybe you listen to my More Than Just Muscles podcast, maybe some of my bodybuilding and training interview podcasts, and you get a feel for my vibe, who I am, and you can relate to it, right? So many emails I get, a lot of things that I say you can connect with, and I'm glad I can be that person for you. So my mission, this whole More Than Just Muscles theme, is I want to be that mentor to you that I didn't have or I didn't listen to, right? I just felt I was going it alone, and I was hanging around people, surrounding myself with people who had the same challenge as me. So why would you think any differently, right? And then on top of being that mentor, I want to step into your shoes. I want to communicate in a way that you can really understand it and that I empathize with you. I understand. I've gone through it. So I can really connect with you. And that's the challenge, right, is you know, you read all these motivational books and success tips, and it's somebody sitting on the top of the mountain. And, you know, I don't know if you're like me. When I was striving to become better in all areas of my life and whether I was focusing on them or not, and I would see those experts, you know, whether it was something that I wanted, like business success, financial success, or relationship success. And I don't know, I respected their success. I respected their point of view, but in my mind, they were just different. What they were doing, good for you. Hey, I respect what you do, and I want to have that someday, but you don't get me. You don't get me, right? I don't want to be like that. I want to step into your life and let you know, I get you. I get you. My whole website, It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder. So you can go to itsamatteroftrust.com. where I'm writing this book, and I'm just pouring out all my thoughts and emotions, and I'm putting up passages, excerpts, because I don't want to wait until the whole book is done. I don't want to wait until it's all thought out and all pieced together. Life's a continual journey. You know, I'm here enjoying my family and all this love and connection that I'm able to enjoy now. And I want to help you too, right? I don't want to create a whole nother journey like bodybuilding. I just put my head down. I put aside a people connection, my own well-being, and I just lift weights. I write articles. I touch people's lives on this superficial level, right? And then I wake up thinking, hey, is this all there is in life? All of that didn't, it was great, but didn't lead to the overall quality of life and the connection and the drive to provide for a family, which would take my businesses to the next level and create all those things that I wanted. Why would I just put my head down and do that again, right? Just one adventure to the other, that leaves me the same way. So I'm working all of this in, helping you. And, you know, like I said, you know, another theme is it's not too late to be great, man. We got to live life like there is no tomorrow. We don't know how long we're going to live on this planet. I'm going to hold my wife. I'm going to love my wife. I'm going to talk to her and connect with her like there's no tomorrow. I'm going to hug my babies, my kids, my boy, my girl, my daughter, Brooklyn, who turns 2 tomorrow, and my son, Jace, who's 7 months old. You know, I waited a long time to be in this position, overcame a lot of the challenges. If you are in that place, you're getting older too, and you wonder if it's ever going to come together for you. I want to be that example. Yes, yes, yes. But while I'm here, I'm gonna cherish this life that I have while I am doing my mission in life, and that's to help you. But I want to be that person who really connects with you, and I'm not just some, you know, mem or some infographic. I want to really connect with you, and I just want to tell you I appreciate you even taking the time to get in to 10 minutes or so into this podcast, get a sense of who I am, why I do the things that I do. And I really want to connect you. Go to that website. It's a matter of trust.com. It's a matter of trust.com. It's the passages, excerpts right now of my upcoming book. It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder. Now, I'll tell you all the reasons why I was so dedicated to bodybuilding training, why I was able to be so focused, so dedicated to become a six-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder, writer, this and that, while compromising the quality of my life. And it's a big difference. Well, Skip, you got to sacrifice to be a champion. Yeah. I get all that. I'm not saying that, but you got to know like why you're doing things. So, you know, maybe you sacrifice, but you know why you're doing it. So when you come out of it, right, you know what the next steps are. That's what I want to do for you. Hey, dedicate yourself to bodybuilding. Become the best you can be. Look back on your life and be proud. What I'm talking about in this More Than Just Muscles podcast is more about, you know, that time when I was done. Or how about like 3 years before when I wanted to be done, but I didn't know what the next step was. Right? I didn't know, so I kept on doing the same thing because I was good at it, and I knew that, like for 3 years. So, and then afterwards, man, the transition afterwards, and I'm going to do my best to have guests on the show that have had my similar experience, guys that you've respected who have been accomplished too, and they'll talk about their transition to be, quote unquote, a regular person afterwards, like I did too. So you'll go, wow, okay, I get it now. Man, guys I respect, they've accomplished things with their body that I have. They have these challenges. Maybe you can, you know, get a better grip on why you do the things that you do. Right? It was that time afterwards when, okay, I'm not tied down to eating every few hours. I'm not tied down to the gym or allocating my energy for my workout and sleeping and thinking about it. And well, why is my life just wonderful now, right? There's a lot of reasons for that, right? And if you're going through that, or maybe you don't even know that you're going through that, I would think if you're listening to this More Than Just Muscles podcast, you must already be at a place of you're kind of wondering, you know, what the next step is. I wouldn't think that you'd be listening to this if you were fully committed on becoming your best with your body. That was the only thing that mattered, like maybe where I was years ago. I would think that you must be questioning. I mean, I could be wrong. You know, this podcast is not for guys who are in that training all mode, because I'll tell you what, I'm a pretty influential guy. I know it. As you can tell, I'm really passionate about where I'm going. If you're in that mode, if you've got a contest, I don't know, let's just say you're 35 years old, you're single, right? You know, you haven't been working on business or saving and thinking ahead, and you think that the contest is the most important thing, that's where you are right now, then you don't want to listen to this podcast, because it takes so much for you, and you know this, to dedicate yourself, to get ready for that show, to find its value, like it's the most important thing in the world. That's how you're going to look your best on stage, even if you're an amateur and you're not even going to get paid for it. You don't need me messing with your head, questioning your motives, right? So if that's you, turn this podcast off right now. You know, you've respected what I've accomplished as a bodybuilder. You want to duplicate my success. Turn this podcast off right now. This isn't for you. All right. But during this More Than Just Muscles podcast, I want to get you clear. Get you focused, get you the results that you really want. But, you know, I was doing a lot of thinking is that there's a challenge that comes with that. Just jumping into all this More Than Just Muscles. I got a couple emails this past week that made me think that maybe I need to take a couple steps back. And that's what I want to do with this particular More Than Just Muscles episode, this particular podcast. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Skip LaCour's More Than Just Muscles podcast. So, you have your bodybuilding and training efforts going in the right direction. That's awesome. Are you now ready to take your entire life to the next level too? Sure, it takes a lot of focus and discipline to build a great body, but that's not going to automatically translate into an incredible overall life too, unless you have a clear-cut vision for exactly what you want for your life and an effective plan that you really believe in to make it happen. Maybe you've already realized this. Your body has improved dramatically. People compliment you all the time, but you still feel that there's something missing. What's your plan to become more than just a great body and create an amazing, balanced, overall quality of life that you can be proud of and confidently work toward? One-on-one peak performance coaching specialist Skip LaCour will help you channel all that your hard work, discipline, and abilities to become more than just muscles and help you build a life filled with confidence, passion, and purpose.
you can have it all. Confidence in every social situation, wealth, opportunity, freedom, love, and connection, along with your impressive physical body and amazing health. When you know the strategies to put it all together and execute them on a continual basis, go to SkipLacourCoaching.com and see the different one-on-one life coaching plans Skip LaCour has to help you. Set up a free coaching session to see if this exclusive next-level one-on-one coaching program is right for you by sending Skip an email at Skip@SkipLacourCoaching.com.
We are back with this More Than Just Muscles podcast. This episode, get clear, get focused, get results. And so before the break, I was talking about how, you know, I just jumped into this series of podcasts, my sincere desire to help you get to the other side. You know, you've mastered this whole bodybuilding and training to the level that you wanted, and it's kind of left you kind of empty in some other areas of life, and you're so good at your bodybuilding and training, and then you think, well, this kind of discipline, I should be able to just go into anything else in life and be awesome at that and be just as fulfilled, just as excited as I was going through my bodybuilding and training journey. Why is that happening, right? And so it's my sincere desire. Hey, I get it. I've talked to a lot of former bodybuilders who really dedicate themselves like you, maybe even more, and are feeling the same way you are. Well, what are the next steps? So I got a couple of emails. One, and really appreciate the emails. This has really struck a chord to those of you. This isn't for everybody. This isn't for everybody in the fitness community. And I know that. I know that. A lot of people may, it just isn't the time. They love what they're doing. They gladly take on any challenges that come along with all the great stuff. I totally get it. Maybe this is something for them, I don't know, a few years from now. Maybe it'll be never for them. It, you know, whatever. This is for you where you're at right now if you're listening to this podcast. You get what I'm saying. And so I would, I got a couple emails. One made me really think, and a guy said, hey, Skip, I've been sitting on the sidelines listening to all your podcasts. And that's, you know, my bodybuilding and training podcast, my More Than Just Muscles motivational podcast, my interview podcast, just absorbing everything that you've been talking about, really getting a sense of who you are, where you're going. I just want to tell you, I really appreciate what you're doing, right? And I appreciate the emails, guys, because, you know, sometimes, I mean, I would do this anyway without all the validation from you guys, because I've been around long enough. I know this is needed. And I know if there's just one guy out there who can benefit from this, my experience, my pain, and make their life easier sooner in life, then I'm going to do it anyway, whether I get emails or not. But I just want to tell you, I appreciate the emails. It fortifies my resolve to make this happen. And he said he really helped me out with my bodybuilding and training career. And career, he didn't necessarily do it professionally. I became the best that I could be. I competed, you know. Now I'm at the other stages of my life, and I'm listening to you now, right? That's awesome. I appreciate that those type of positive emails, and he seemed like he really had a plan, and he had things together, and so all this motivational stuff, it's helping him understand himself, and more importantly, what he has to do next. And kind of like if he's thinking certain thoughts that are disempowering, aren't getting him where he wants to be and can't figure it out, there's something that maybe I'll say or I have said in these podcasts. Oh, okay, Skip feels that way. So you don't have to feel like a freak. Like, God, what's wrong with me? Why can't I do this? Why do I feel this way, right? And then you get over all that BS, and then you just concentrate on the challenge. Now that you're not a freak, you just concentrate on the challenge and get it taken care of, right? That's the place where you want to be. It would be kind of like, you know, you guys have this bodybuilding and fitness thing mastered, right? It'd be if someone comes to you and they're just at the beginning. They just want to get in shape, right? Maybe, you know, they've focused on business or family or whatever, and they come to you because you look so great and they want to know about eating right. And they're at that really basic elementary stage, and then they're talking about something like, you know, after our day at work, I really pushed myself. Right, and I've eaten my last meal, I don't know, at 6 or 7 o'clock, and now it's 8 or 9 o'clock at night. I'm with the wife and with the family, watching TV, winding my hard day at work. And I have this incredible urge to eat junk food, comfort food. What is wrong with me, right? And what's the first thing you say to them? Hey, you and everybody else. Oh, really? That doesn't mean I'm weak. That doesn't mean I have discipline or I lack discipline. That's normal. Oh, okay. So they can just work on the challenge, curbing that appetite. I don't know, finding something to crave, you know, their that hunger, right? They just work on whatever the challenge is. Yeah, it reminds me of another. I tell you is that I put so many years, even before I started my bodybuilding and training, passion and dedication, I was really into personal development. Like 6 years before I started bodybuilding and training, you know, I went on this journey that's about the mind and peak performance and how to become the best that we can be. And, you know, if you've read my articles, I know some of you guys are new to what I'm doing here, but if you read my articles over the last 20 years, I put so much of that to every article, whether it was training, whether it was nutrition, contest preparation. I put in the mindset. Back in those days where people really didn't, they just talked about sets and reps and diets and strategies. I put the mindset in it way back then. You see, it's common now. It's common now because people really appreciate it's such an important part in addition to the strategy, right? Without the right mindset, you're not going to execute the perfect strategy. And so there are just so many things from the fitness world. I guess this is becoming my pet peeve because this is already the second time I'm talking about this. And during this podcast, the very first More Than Just Muscles podcast was dedicated to this exact thing. But you have people who are so dedicated to health and fitness for whatever reasons they come into it. Their challenges, I don't know, even know sometimes. Sometimes they'll admit, you know, life sucked. I got abandoned as a kid. I got abused as a kid. I got picked on as a kid. And bodybuilding became my safe place to compensate. I had low self-esteem. They even know what their challenge is. Some don't know what it is. And they have that mindset. They find the weights. They do their body. They become this leader. They can tell you about the sets and reps and diets, right? But they still have that hurt mentality. They're not healed yet of those challenges. They haven't addressed them fully. And now, they're this hero. There's this leader nobody's judging them on their life, or maybe they are. They don't know it, and that's not their point about teaching people how to have a great quality of life. It's how to be ripped. It's how to have that muscle. And that's all their focus. And they can't help it with social media. They're just blabbering, and they don't understand. They're talking from a point of so much pain, so much hurt. They never resolve those issues of being abandoned as a kid, their dad or mom leaving them, or having an alcoholic parent, or being picked on, being so overweight, and what that did. It really affects us as a kid, right? If you don't resolve it, it's going to show up in different ways. Sometimes it'll show up because you'll just be amazingly outstanding in one area, whether that's bodybuilding and training. Maybe you'll be a recording artist or whatever, but we all know the story, whether it's a Hollywood actor or a recording artist or a bodybuilder who crashes and burns. No, regardless of how awesome they are at something, regardless of how many people love them and respect them, because they didn't heal that inner child that was hurt. And now with social media, they're giving you their opinion of the world, of people, how you should look at the world. Sometimes I don't know if it's some marketing ploy or they're just speaking from their heart. That's their personality, their broken heart, their unhealed heart, right? And I just read something that what got me on this rant is about your cravings at night, you know, when you want to cheat in junk food, and some things to think about. And one was look in the mirror or something, and if you eat that, you're weak. You're just mentally weak, right? You know, I guess that's one way to prevent you from eating junk food, I guess. There's probably more things that can be a more congruent, more elegant way of enhancing your self-esteem, and not just you win or you lose. You either have abs or you don't. You're a loser and weak, or you're a winner and ripped, right? So anyway, the point, though, is I don't want you to feel like a freak. Just like when you're telling people about, you know, if they have those cravings at night, that's normal. And now let's just work on a solution. And hopefully the solution isn't look in the mirror and tell yourself if you eat that, you're weak, right? But they can just deal with the solution. That's what this whole More Than Just Muscles podcast is that, hey, I get you. I get you. You know, I've accomplished what you've accomplished, maybe more, depending on, you know, I guess, who you are. And I feel this way. And this is the journey that I went through. Again, go to that website. It's a matter of trust.com, where I'm just putting out excerpts from my book, passages from my book long before it's done, because I want you to benefit from it right away. And I've had so many emails from around the world, the people they can really identify. Wow, I can really relate to your story. I didn't understand. I didn't know that you felt that way too. It makes me feel good. And a lot of them have taken it a step further, and they've have one-on-one weekly coaching too. They must change now. They're willing to get the coaching, get the mentoring to work past all that, right? And it's all from those passages from itsamatterofTrust.com, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder. Go to that website. See if that connection is created for you. You get that determination to take your life to the next level, right? And I'll do what I can to help you if coaching is a good fit for both of us. So send me that email. Send it to skip@skiplacour.com. Now, go to the itsamatterofTrust.com website first. Read all those passages. And I got more coming, too. It's interesting that I just share my pain with you. And I was thinking about every single one of those passages or all the downside. Oh, my God, all the pain that I've gone through. And I realize I need to do some excerpts because, just like with anything in life, there is pain, but there is some cool things that come along with any type of journey, right? I need to do that because, you know, as I was compensating for being, you know, in that groove for 15 years, isolating myself, having that one-track mind, well, when I overcompensated, man, that's what manformation.com, it's another website that have confidence and leadership strategies. I broke that down. I broke those feelings, emotions, strategies to connect with people. I broke it down and focused on just like bodybuilding. So, you know, if you're at this stage in bodybuilding or you were at that stage, remember you just went to these websites, these message boards, these podcasts or whatever, and you just were obsessed with learning more about it. Right, you just couldn't get enough. That's how I was with how I presented myself, my influence and persuasion skills, how to control the frame of relationships. I mean, for years, I went into the tank. I would do it. I would be writing about it all day long. I'd be executing. I'd be watching videos or movies. I would watch movies like, I don't know, Godfather, whatever, breaking down body language or attitude or mindset. I mean, I totally immersed myself in everything. And I did write every article on manformation.com, right? And I became it. I became it. I overcompensated for that hole that I got in. And I'm telling you, you know, I didn't have the big picture in my life, okay? But I'll tell you, that stuff works. And I know it was the first time I was kind of out in a community, right? Because, you know, I moved around. When I grew up and I was a young adult, you know, I lived in a flat town that there wasn't all, you know, people in your same town. Well, at least for me, I didn't have this, hey, everybody knows your name type of attitude when you went around town. At least that was my experience. So now on the other side of my bodybuilding career, I went out in this town where I live, and I used all these skills. And, I mean, it was amazing, the opportunities I created, the people I attracted. And, again, you know, the women dating, single guy. I mean, that's one thing, right? That's the obvious thing. What's that? Tell me about that, Skip, right? But also with the business connections and the people of influence, the men, the movers and shakers in town who, you know, I was able to connect with and go on trips with, where they lent their advice to me and it made me a part of their team. It was a really cool thing, right? It led to a lot of great adventures that I really cherish. It also set me up to get that out of my system. So I'm focused, I'm dedicated, you know, being married and having children and things like that, right? So there's cool stories that went along with it. Like I said, with every pain, there's always positive, right? And so, yeah, I got to do some more of the positive stories to kind of mix it up a little on that itsamatterofTrust.com. Well, so that was, so I talked about the one email I got, how I helped with the whole bodybuilding training. And then, you know, I want to talk about this other email where I had another guy who came to me and he knew he was stuck in a place. And I was like, well, did he know he was stuck? Well, you know, he was like 33 years old. He was going to school. He mentioned financial challenges, relationship challenges. Not quite sure if he was married or had kids. He didn't get into that much detail. And when someone takes the time to send me an email, and again, send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. You know, I'm going to go back and forth. I'm going to ask questions. I really want to know how clear you are on what you want, how clear you are, and then how determined are you to get it, right? So I'm going to take another quick break, and when I come back, I want to talk about that email I got because I want to know where you are in this process, and then I'm going to give you an offer of how, if you're ready, if this is the right time for you, and you want to just put in some effort, how I want to reach out and I want to help you get clear, get focused, and get results, all right? So we're going to take another quick break, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to Skip LaCour's More Than Just Muscles podcast.
Do you feel that you just can't get yourself motivated and disciplined enough to actually do the important things you know you must to reach those goals in life that you always say you want? Have you ever worked long and hard toward your ambitious goals, only to ask yourself, is this all there is once you've achieved them? If you can relate to these challenges, feelings, and emotions, then Skip LaCour's book, It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder, will give you the insight and perspective to finally understand the obstacles that stand in your way and prevent you from living the life you really want. It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder is Skip LaCour's very personal and revealing story about his journey to find the oftentimes elusive feeling of happiness in life that we're all looking for. In this book, the six-time national champion, drug-free bodybuilder, entrepreneur, and speaker shares with you the most powerful lessons that he's learned about life to make your experience the very best it can be. It's his sincere effort to make good on the promise he made to himself during his darkest days, to make sure that the personal pain that he suffered doing everything he believed was right, and most importantly, exactly what he did to overcome that pain, empowers you with more direction, perspective, insight, love, and passion sooner rather than later. In the social media age, where it seems as though everyone is trying to present their lives to be a lot better than they really are, Skip LaCour makes sure he doesn't play that game, so he provides you with the clarity and direction you've been searching for. Everything that happens in your life can and will serve you in some way, shape, or form. It's just a matter of time until you realize it. It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder by Skip LaCour will help you realize this about your own life. This book could very well be the source of the inspiration and information that you need to finally take control over your life and find your personal path to happiness. To learn more about It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder by Skip LaCour, go to www.itsamatteroftrust.com.
We are back with this More Than Just Muscles podcast. This one I'm titling, Get Clear, Get Focused, Get Results. And I'm going to give a special offer to you if this is the right time in your life where you really want to take some action. So before the break, I was talking about a different kind of email that I got. Actually, it's really common that I get. People have respected what I've done as a bodybuilder. They're listening to these More Than Just Muscles podcasts. They're listening to my Morning Connection podcast. They're really into my motivational material, and it gets them to think about like where they are. They may not be clear. They may not be focused. They're certainly not getting the results, but they reach out. And I respect that. I appreciate that. And so, you know, one gentleman, and this is typical. This is typical of a lot of the people, a lot of the men who have come to me who I've helped, right? So let's talk about the age thing. So this gentleman was 33. And that's interesting because 33 is not young. If you're 33 and you just assume that if you just keep on doing the things that you're doing, then life is just going to be wonderful, right? You may see that you're going to be 33, 34, 35, 36, 40. And I've seen this. I work with guys who are in their mid-40s or even they're older. And maybe when they were 33, they just thought things were going to turn around, and it doesn't. And they go into this holding pattern where life doesn't suck, but it's certainly not this magnificent life. And before you know it, they're, you know, 45 years old, single, which is no problem if you want to be single, but they want it to have love and connection and marriage. They want it to earn enough money to provide that lifestyle. They wanted to have kids, and they're not there. And sometimes it's not about a job. Sometimes it's not even about women. They can date plenty of women. Some can, some can't. It's about this feeling, these things inside that are holding them back that they don't really understand. So the interesting thing about the age thing is that, man, if you don't, 33 is not young. It's not young. And I can understand how we can lie to ourselves to say, oh, I have plenty of time. I'm not saying it's old, but at the same time, if you don't do anything, if you think just things are just going to happen for you at 33, you're just going to be 35, 38, 42 within the same position. So it's interesting. This is a sweet spot as far as the age thing. And but here's the pushback that I get when I talk to guys like this is that they refer to it as young. And you can tell they've gone through the thinking and they said, well, I don't know what I want to do. My life isn't turning out the way that I want. And so they're 33 or whatever, and they say they've labeled as young. Why do they do that? Is it because it's young? Maybe. Or it's maybe because they don't know what to do next and it takes a little bit of heat off of them. Right? If I said to them, I go, you're 33 right now. What if you were 43? Would you want to be in this position? Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. What does it take, Skip? Tell me what to do, right? That's just 10 years away. 10 years is going to fly by, especially if you don't do anything. So 43 in their mind, oh, that is old. If they're still in this position at 43, that would suck. I must change now. Everything changes, right? But they're only, in their mind, only 33. So that's one common challenge I see guys with. Another thing is that they're so much into the structure of what they do. Maybe they're really good at it. In this case, we talk about bodybuilding and training. People applaud them for their discipline. They look better than most. I look better than anybody at 33. You know what? Got to do your fitness, man. What? I don't want to be fat and obese. Like there's no in between. Like you spend all this time, energy, focus, allocation of energy to having your body, right? And studying and this and that. You do contests at 33 or whatever. Right? That's a lot of energy to be so amazing, which is fine as long as you know why you're doing it and what the exit plan is. I didn't know why I was doing things and I didn't have a real good exit plan. And that's where the lag time, when I finally forced myself to stop, there was a lot of lag time in between. Those were really tough years before I kind of got it all together. I want to, you know, and some guys never get to that point. They just keep on doing what they're doing. They don't even face the tough years. So, you know, if you're putting off facing that transition, I want to help you there if you know you need to do that. If you're in that middle transition, I can certainly help you there. I want to shorten that time period, have you go through the whole journey. So they're into their structure. You know what's interesting? A lot of guys who are into fitness with that same structure, they're the same people who get like master's degrees and advanced degrees. And I have a theory about that, is that they don't know what to do with their life. Their life isn't turning out to be as magnificent as they want. We all have our dreams growing up, right? We sometimes we're at a point in our life, we thought it was going to be better than this. When we grew up 18, 25, we said, oh man, when I'm 33, it's so old, or I'm 43, my life is going to be this way. And before you know it, you're 33 or 43, your life isn't that way. No, who thinks it's going to be like that, right? And so they're not clear, they're not focused, and they're certainly not getting the results. And so if you go to school, you're not a loser, right? You picked another structured set of circumstances. Well, I'm 33, but I'm going to school and getting my master's degree. I mean, who's going to say, you're a loser? You don't know what you're doing at 33? You have no direction? You have no purpose? You know, I thought you were going to be a winner in life, right? What's your dream? You should be on it. Well, I'm going to school. Now, when you press them, they have no idea why they're going to school. Sometimes they can give you some reason, but really in their heart and soul, it isn't like this is a well-orchestrated plan of attack. I'm getting this degree because I'm going to be this. Because I'll tell you what, there's nothing wrong with getting your degree if that's a piece to a major puzzle that you're forming. A lot of guys, it's just a stopgap. It's just a way to feel good, to be socially accepted, to soothe their angstful heart. Put their head down. Someone figured out this whole pattern. Show up to class this, get so many units by this period of time. Pay this amount of money, right? So that's another common thing. Maybe this describes you. Maybe it doesn't. If it does, again, I'm going to have an offer for you to get clear, get focused, get results, right? And so, and then the other thing is financially. At the very best, they're just kind of getting by. very conservative. They're certainly not, they don't have the options life. They don't make enough money to have the options life. At best, they're able just to, you know, kind of maintain. But the point is, at this age, 33 or whatever, they're not earning or living the quality of life to have the options that, you know, making enough money earns to live the life when they were 18 they were going to live, right? So they may not be doing horribly. They may not be doing horribly, but they're certainly not at this age on the path, except for in their mind maybe, it someday it's going to change, to have all that they want, right? That life that they want, be able to afford, you know, the house, the home, whatever it is important to them, family, children, children's education. They're not on that path, but they're only, quote unquote, 33, right? So, and many times they're scrapping up all their time and energy because, you know, you go get your master's degree and you have a job on top of that, right? I mean, that takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of energy. You throw in your structured fitness on top of that, right? There's not a lot of energy to figure out whatever challenge you may be going through or to really figure out what you're going to do. And it costs money. So their extra money, which I'll tell you what, the best investment I made was when I got one-on-one coaching, someone to help me figure all this out instead of going through myself. I paid for the mentorship that I wish that I had. Or maybe I did have, but remember I talked about how I may have pushed away because I wasn't ready. I got someone to whack me on the side of the head, not in any type of degrading or negative manner, just by asking questions. A really skilled coach can just do it so elegantly to get you to think about that life that you really, really want. Connect you to it emotionally, remind you of who you are and what you're all about and what you wanted way back when you were 18 years old, right? But, you know, that money that you're, you know, spending all this energy getting your degree, investing in that, that's socially acceptable. See, I'm not a loser, everybody. Look, I'm 33, but I'm going to school even though you don't know what you're going to do with it, right? I mean, that money, you could always go to school, but what if you got clear? What if you got focus? What if you knew the results that you wanted, right? You invest in yourself that way. And then when it's time to go to school, man, it's a whole different thing. Boom, I'm doing this. This is step one, step two, step three. And it's not just, you know, I'm treading water. Hey, everybody, I'm not a loser. I got my things going out. This may be tough for some people to realize, but if you're ready, then you do realize this about yourself. Right. And then when you go to school, man, it's a piece to this puzzle that you've already figured out. Now it's just about executing it. Right. So that's another thing, the financial thing. So they're in this pattern, this thinking that nothing is going to change until they get a whack on the side of the head. Someone gives them clarity. Then when they get clear, then they get focus. So they start executing. And that's what produces the results. Man, you got to be clear. And then you got to be focused, and then you got to get to work. Just knowing what to do, that's not good enough. I mean, you must change now. You must know what you want. On a scale from 1 to 10, if you want the quality of life that you have in mind, you got to be convinced. You got to want it. You got to see it. On a scale from 1 to 10, it's got to be 11. Because when your heart and your mind are at 11, now the clock starts ticking. And what I mean by that, now the game is in play. All that other stuff is just wandering around and just thinking. You aren't ready to actually, then it takes a lot of work. Then you're competing with the people who want those same things. If you haven't really realized this, maybe you're just kind of at that stage of, oh, someday I'm going to make a lot of money and I'm going to contribute to the world and it's all going to work out. Well, you're sitting on the sidelines saying, I'm going to get in the game someday. Let me tell you, when you do get in the game, man, that's when you got to wake up every single morning with your game face on. That's when you got to bounce back. You get knocked down 9 times, you get up the 10th. This sitting on the sideline, you theorizing how life is going to be, has no value until you get to the game. All right? So a lot of things to think about. So I'm telling you, I'm wondering. Right now, send me an email. Just do it right now. Open up another browser. Send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. If what I'm saying is hitting you. Right? And you know that this guy's on to something. He speaks my language. I need some more of this. All right? Send me that email right now because I'm going to take another quick break. And when I come back from the break, I'm going to talk about this special offer that I have to get you clear, get you focused, get you the results that you really want. Not this okay life that you're settling for, the life that you really want. All right? So another quick break and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Skip LaCour's More Than Just Muscles podcast.
This More Than Just Muscles podcast is brought to you by Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, the highest quality and most effective bodybuilding supplements and sports nutrition products on the market. Supreme, clean, Mass Machine Nutrition. Check out the entire line at www.massmachinenutrition.com. Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition is also available at the world's number one online supplement store, bodybuilding.com.
We are back with this More Than Just Muscles podcast titled Get Clear, Get Focused, Get Results. So I spent all this time wondering if you can relate to my story, if you can relate to the story of a lot of people who come in contact with me who share the same passion and dedication and expertise for bodybuilding and training, yet they've come to a certain point in their life that doing the same things, thinking the same way, it's okay, but it's going to prevent them from having life that they want. So here's the offer. You know, if I have, man, this guy knows where I'm coming from. I need some more of that. I've created a special page on my website. So if you go to skiplacourcoaching.com/more, you want more. You're tired of settling. You want more out of life, right? M-O-R-E. So skiplacourcoaching.com/more. skiplacourcoaching.com/more. That's skiplacourcoaching.com/more. I've got a form for you to fill out. And it's just going to ask you some questions. Tell me what's going on with that. Look, I did this this past week with a gentleman. Kind of went back and forth. He reached out. And I wanted to help him out. Even though, I'll just tell you this. I've just done this with so many guys. I've helped out so many guys around the world for so many years. I knew he wasn't ready. I knew he wasn't ready, and I won't go into all the details of it. You know, but, you know, I have this code that I live up to that I want to help so many people by such a period of time. So even though I didn't know he was ready, I wanted to do my best. Because you don't know when you tell somebody something, even if it's not received at that moment, it might marinate in their head in 10 minutes. 10 months, 10 years later, it might be what they needed to hear at that time. And I remember there's so many people who came into my life, oh, that's what he was talking about. Sometimes 10 years later, I know the impact of what they were trying to say to me. So even though they're not ready, I won't always just set them aside. But it's just more effective when I get somebody who's maybe listened to all these podcasts like you have, and they're ready. Because then, boom, it's more efficient with their time. I mean, think about it from my point of view. Here I am, I want to do the extra time, work, give, help people, prevent them from the pain that I've gone through. And I spend the majority of my time with people who are ready, they must change now. And I give all this energy, this time, this passion, my expertise to, and then they do something with it right away. It's a win for them right now. It's a win for me, right? And just say I had 10 people and I had 9 of them who were in that place, right? Everybody wins. It's like I get up in the morning knowing I'm making a difference and I want to give to you more versus, you know, 9 of them aren't in that place out of 10. And they may execute, they may take what I'm saying and do something with it. Maybe that will be, I don't know, 10 weeks, 10 months. 10 years from now, right? 9 out of 10, there's going to be a delay. It's going to have its impact, but there's going to be this delayed impact, right? Think about my experience and what impact that I'm making if I selectively choose 9 people who aren't ready versus out of 10 versus 9 people who they must change now, they are ready, right? So again, so this was one of the ones that wasn't ready, and I sensed that from my experience. But I reached out to him anyway, and I had him fill out this special form that I have for you, skiplacourcoaching.com/more, skiplacourcoaching.com/more. And I mean, he took like zero time to fill it out. I mean, it's like two, a sentence, maybe a couple words. And I'm going, wow, here I am presenting this opportunity. This is how much energy he's putting into it. This is how much thought he's putting into it. Because I'll tell you, I'm going to go through those forms, and I'm going to see, I'm going to have to do that. Now, if you're not ready, that doesn't mean I'm not going to help you, but I'll tell you, again, the people who are ready, who take the time, you know, what if, first of all, look, if you filled out that form at skiplacourcoaching.com/more, M-O-R-E, and you took a half an hour to go through questions, fill out, and really think. Just by filling out the form, you're going to be in a better place. You're one step closer to having life that you really want. So just the exercise alone of taking the time to think is going to be worth your time and investment. You'll see. But I'm going to judge who I give my time to, who I give this energy and expertise on a one-on-one basis. I know you guys are finding my podcast helpful. You tell me that all the time, and I appreciate that. But I'll tell you, it's a magical difference. So much more when I can work with you, when you work with a skilled coach one-on-one who can get you to, you know, to think and your particular challenges, because we all have our unique challenges as we work towards our goals, right? So I'm going to pick people to work with to give them a 90-minute session, and sometimes it takes more. I call it get clear, get focused, get results. I'm going to take you through this goal-setting session on steroids, so to speak. I'm going to get you so inspired about what you're really all about and what you really want for your life. All right. How many times do you get to talk to somebody and the conversation is all about you? It's just all about you. It isn't like you say something, oh yeah, well, I remember I did that. Oh, well, you think that's bad. Tell me about that. You know, this is all about you. Where do you get where you can talk 90 minutes, 2 hours? And it's just all about you and your challenge and where you want to be. I'm going to get you inspired to really think about the life that you really want. I'm just going to push you one more rep. What else do you want? 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 Right? And that's going to be freeing all by itself. Then I'm going to connect you to the things that you really want. Why? And I'm going to really dig deep. I'm going to use my years and years of coaching experience, helping men just like you all over the world, but also my personal experience. I'm going to get you to really connect to the emotion reasons why those most important things that you want, why they are. You're going to learn a lot about yourself, and I'm certainly going to learn about you, what drives you, right? What gets you the most inspired about all the things you talked about with your goals. Then I'm going to talk about your obstacles, your challenges, the one that, you know, maybe you never thought about, maybe the ones that you know, right? We're going to go through a process, and you're going to get really clear on maybe what's stopping you, maybe through doing all this talking and reflection, you'll think of some other things. I want you to think about where that's affecting you in all areas of your life. Maybe you didn't realize it. I want you to think about how long this has been going on, right? A lot of guys, you know, they'll talk to me, oh, ever since I got divorced 2 years ago, my life has been a certain way. I've been thinking a certain way. I know it's disempowering, right? Well, you know, sometimes, you know, we talk about this, we realize, man, this has been going on ever since they were 12 years old, right? There's a certain thing, if you really are connected to the things you really want in life and you realize you've had certain patterns and thinkings your entire life versus, oh, I've just been in a slump for the last 6 months. You go, holy crap, I must change now. And that's where I want to get you to the point. But, you know, we're going to get off all that negative stuff, right? And it's important to understand it because it's stopping you from having the life you want. But I want to get you really connected to what it would feel like to work through all those challenges and then create that life that you talked about, right? Set some goals. I want, when we get off the session together, all that 90 minutes, 2 hours, that, man, it's just you, just get this type of intensity. This is a level of intensity on a podcast early on a Saturday morning that I'm giving you right now. What if it's just you one-on-one with this type of intensity? Someone spent 90 minutes, 2 hours breaking down your life and where you want to be. It's a special gift. It fulfills you. Well, why am I doing this, right? Well, you know, if you haven't, why am I doing this podcast right now? Again, I've said it many times. My pain that I've gone through, helping you understand things and work past your pain sooner rather than later, is my mission. It's my mission. Makes me feel amazing, right? It's my way of giving back, and it reinforces where I want, you know, where I want to go, the higher and higher levels, because I don't care how much you've accomplished, how old you are, there's always a higher level. And that the sweet, juicy part of life is always striving for more. It helps reinforce the things that I know and keeps me focused on the next level for myself and for my family too. So I benefit from it a lot. I'll tell you another thing too. Now I'm just thinking about this too. If you take the time and fill out the form at skiplacourcoaching.com/more, I mean, you really take the time and fill it out, I'm going to give you access for a day, only a day, because this is next level stuff to my SkipLacourCoaching.com members only website. I connect with my guys every single, these guys play, they pay for coaching. We talk every single week. They really invest in themselves, right? They really want it badly. And I'm going to let you into our little world. And you can peek in there. And I'll just tell you, you have one day only. That your password is going to be, it's going to be eliminated after one day. So all the audios, you'll see how I give them a little talk every morning on a video. I show them everything that I'm doing. If you see what I'm doing, you want some of that, right? I have my day all lined out, all my priorities, all my distinction. At the end of every day, I do an audio recording and I review my day and I plan my next day, right? And if there's anything, I mean, there's business strategies and things like that if you want to become an expert in your field. Those things are great. But what I hear mostly from my guys is that they get to focus on their life by the questions that I ask. Because, you know, I'm talking about my life, but I'm really always posing questions to them, how they can relate, how they're going through the situation, right? And we just stay connected even more. It puts their one-on-one coaching on steroids because they check in every single day. It makes them reflect and think about their life. And then they talk to me 45 minutes to an hour every single week where we get deep. I make them accountable. We set goals. We make sure they're on top of them. They build momentum and they get their results. Well, like I said, if you take your time and fill out that questionnaire at skiplacourcoaching.com/more, I'm going to give you a one-day pass. So you better, you know, listen to every audio. You got one day. Watch every video. Get as much as you can into the. That's an exclusive website where guys who've really stepped up, I'm going to let you in it for one day. So you better just, the minute you get that password, the clock is ticking. You better listen to all that premium next level information as fast as you can. So there's a big incentive if you really want to do this, right? So take your time, fill out the form. I'm going to choose, again, my time is limited. When you go into the members only website, you see all the stuff that I got going on with my businesses and all the things that I do. But I'm going to pick who I feel are the most committed. And what that percentage is, remember I talked about, you know, 9 people are ready. They must change now. And one person, this guy is struggling. I want to be that person that even though he won't, I don't know if he'll get it now. He probably won't from my experience, but he'll get it in a month or a year or whatever. I'll tell you right now, I'm going to pick 9 people who they must change now and only probably 1 out of 10. And I'll be lucky if I even pick out 10 that may be struggling. So you want to be the one to take out that form and explain to me why you must change now. And you're going to win one of these. Get clear, get focused, get results. And again, I guess I don't know if I've, I guess why am I doing this? Well, I've just noticed that a lot of you guys have been listening to this More Than Just Muscles podcast. You love what I'm saying. You can relate to it. But you don't know what's next. Wow, this is the most important part of the reason why I'm doing this. I guess I need to clear this up. I know what it was like. I was driven. I was hardworking. I was accomplished. I had a lot of things going for me. But I'll tell you, that gap time in between when I stopped one way of thinking and doing the structured bodybuilding, competing every year, and then I want to transition to the next, that seemed to last forever, years. And when you go to It's a Matter of Trust and you read my book passages, it was that in-between stage that I really talk about. That's where I really had the most growth. That was also where I was the most challenged, right? I needed to get clear. I needed to get focused to have the results that I wanted. That would have shortened that time and that angst and that frustration and that indecision. And I realized, you guys are ready to change. You don't know what to do next. So that's why I'm doing this special off to the most committed people who are ready to change now. So go get one of these, get clear, get focused, get results coaching sessions with me. 90 minutes to 2 hours. Explain what we do in that session, how it's going to be so powerful to you. Go to skiplacourcoaching.com/more. skiplacourcoaching.com more. And like I just said, I mean, if I really feel that you're taking your time filling out that form, I'm going to give you that one day pass. And look, my guys, they invest in themselves. And that's emotionally, that's mentally, that's also financially to get that into that members only website, right? So I'm really kind of doing you a big favor by giving you that premium information and inspiration. But that's, I mean, I want to give you an incentive. Like if you're on the edge, you know, you want to change, but you got to put in your effort and fill out that form. All right, guys, thanks for joining me for this More Than Just Muscles podcast. Here's your opportunity. If you're in that in-between time, hey, Skip, I must change. I don't know what to do next. Well, now it's your time to get clear, get focused, to get those results, right? Get clear, get focused, get results. I'm here to help, but you got to go to fill out that form, skiplacorecoaching.com/more, and put your heart and soul into it. Convince me, sell me, persuade me. This is the first step that you should be one of the people who get this type of energy all directed at you for 90 minutes to 2 hours. All right, guys, got to calm down, get too excited. Helping you just excites me. I think you can kind of tell that I'm just a little bit, wee bit passionate about this. And I'm determined to help make my pain be your gain. So have a great day. And I want to be talking to you live one-on-one. So fill out that form, take your time, and don't feel lucky. Don't be lucky. Create your own luck. Put in the time, the effort, the thought that needs to go into that. Have a great day.
You're listening to Skip LaCour's More Than Just Muscles podcast. Are you interested in one-on-one coaching with Skip LaCour, but you aren't quite sure it's a good fit for you? That's totally understandable. Unless you've had one-on-one coaching in the past or have talked to someone in depth who's had a great experience with coaching, it can be a real challenge to appreciate its full power and recognize the positive impact it will have on your life. You can get all of your questions about coaching answered by talking to Skip LaCour directly on the phone. Schedule a free 15-minute personal phone call and talk to Skip LaCour directly about your current situation, the goals you want to achieve, and the challenges you believe are standing in your way. Skip works exclusively with men who are the most committed to their success. He'll gladly take the time to explain all of the benefits of his one-on-one coaching programs and determine if the two of you would be a good match moving forward into such a close, consistent, and intense working relationship. Schedule your free 15-minute personal phone call and talk to Skip LaCour about one-on-one coaching right now by going to www.skiplacourcoaching.com/talk. Once again, that website address to schedule your free 15-minute personal phone call and talk to Skip LaCour about one-on-one coaching is www.skiplacourcoaching.com/talk.